Last night, walking in here with the family and just seeing everybody and seeing the tradition inside the building, everything that goes on within it, the people into today with where everybody's at and just the excitement, it feels great.
How would you describe your football journey to where you are today?
It's been a learning experience, trials and tribulations, ups and downs, tears, excitement, roller coaster ride, but wouldn't change it for anything.
Because there were humble beginnings.
There were times where, you know, not fast enough, not tall enough, maybe not good enough, you know, but what that does is that makes you stronger as a person, as a human being, as a player, keeps you motivated, and you try to turn all those failures or all those question marks that you have about yourself or others have about you, you use that as motivation to turn it into a positive. And when you do that, people start believing in you.
You alluded to it, you didn't get into it. I've read about it, but in simple terms, can you explain out of sight, out of mind?
I wasn't doing my passion. So I was in real estate and I was selling houses. And so Brett Veach, who's now the general manager of the Kansas City Chiefs, was my teammate in college. And in 2008, he invited me to come do a training camp. And I went into it with the mindset of a player and maybe I could show up, you know, show an arm here or there, a couple throws. Didn't happen, so I went back to real estate, got a phone call from Brett the following training camp and asking me to come back and do another internship. Well, this time it's a little different because I have a full-time job. I can't just take 3 weeks off like I could in the Arena League during the offseason. Before I hung up the phone with Brett and gave him an answer, yes or no, Brett just told me, just remember, out of sight, out of mind. So I talked to my wife, Stacy, and I, and I'll never forget that conversation on the front porch as we went back and forth of, you know what, he's right, but it's a risk to try to ask for 3 weeks off with a job, and that's where Larry Wisdom comes into play.
Does it drive you?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
That phrase?
It absolutely drives me, and it's one of those phrases that I'll never forget, I'll always use.
Could you have imagined you, though, with all that being said, 10 years ago, this day?
No, but I believe it because I know I have a strong support system, and I've had people from day one in my corner telling me that they believe in me and that good things happen to good people. And so I've always relied on that. And then to have that support from day one through thick and thin, the ups and downs. And then if you treat people the right way and you coach the right way, you get opportunities like this, then this happens.
What is your vision for the Chicago Bears?
My vision is a day-to-day vision. So what I don't want to do is put any expectations out there right away. I don't think that's fair to this organization. I don't think it's fair to the players, the coaching staff. I'm really looking forward to getting into the inside of this building and understanding the personalities and the characteristics of the players and seeing where we can go.
You get the job, mm-hmm. And then you have that look in the mirror moment and you're looking at yourself. Do you see a different guy standing in that mirror the moment you get this job?
I really don't, and that's the beauty of this is I think that if I become a different guy, then that's not me, and that's not what I showed in the interview. That's not what I've shown for the last 20 years of my life, whether it's as a player or as a coach. I got to this point because I was that guy in the mirror.
What do you see in the mirror?
I see a guy that's extremely passionate and cares about people. I know I can coach football. I know I can coach X's and O's. I know I can be a leader of men. I know I can pick somebody up when they're down. I know I can keep somebody level-headed when they think too much of themselves. And that's all a part of it. I know I can be real. And they're going to feel the authenticity from me. And because of that, I promise you, they'll play harder for me. And we will get this staff here, this organization, will get better results because of it.
Your energy is symbiotic with Ryan Pace's. After spending the last few years with him, I see it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
Absolutely. In order to make this thing go, the general manager and the head coach have to be tied at the hip. There can be no friction. When friction occurs, you're done. Are there going to be disagreements? Yeah. But how do you handle those disagreements? You don't want egos getting involved. And he sensed that with me. I sensed it with him. And it was just, you could tell we were both antsy to just get this thing going. And now we're going to go do it.